Well, hello everyone. Today I want to walk you through North Star's Landing. We've designed this website to really support the parents and the adults who are part of North Star's parent-directed program. We wanted to have a one-stop shop where you could find the documentation you needed, where you could perhaps have some of your questions answered, and perhaps where you could find inspiration for your homeschooling journey. So I'm just in the back end of the website right now, which is why you see this black shape here. But I'm going to just take the time to show you what this website has to offer. So here we are on the front page. We have a little hello for you, explanation about what we do here at North Star, and our contact information. So this tab up here where it says Parent Resources is going to be a very handy location for you to find. Here we have a page on the evaluation process. So it'll walk you through what an evaluation is, what it looks like, how you need to prepare. And we also have a list of some of those frequently asked questions that parents ask when they're new to the evaluation. As well, we have a page here to help you understand what portfolios are, how flexible they are, and how they can help support your homeschooling journey. So the Alberta government asks that we save student work. But this is a very open-ended process. There's a lot of different options available to you. So this page here talks about just different ways that you can record student work and celebrate their learning throughout the year. And of course, we have to address the education plan. This is something that we fill out every year where we map out all of the resources and the methods that we want to use with our students learning for the year ahead. So here we have the template in one easy location for you just to click on and make a copy of. If you need guidance on how to fill out your education plan, we have a video tutorial here that you can access as well. And if you're brand new to homeschooling, or if you feel like you need to mix it up a little bit and you want to try something different, we have here listed the major approaches to homeschooling. There's a brief write-up for each one, but if something sparks inspiration while you're reading this, we have resources that you can read to dig in further and find out if a certain approach really will work for your family. So those are here. They're fun to look through and just gain inspiration from. Here we have North Star's Homeschool Handbook. This is an extensive document where we look at all of the different policies that apply to homeschooling, especially if you're in the parent-directed realm. Registration, what that would look like, what you need to do with the home education journey. So the website will go through things in a very concise a concise little summary, but here we have something that is much more expansive where you can dig deep into the regulations, where you can understand what your role looks like as a parent, what the school's role is, how your year is going to be mapped out, and also different services that you have available to you. And funding is another one of those processes that we deal with every single year. So here's your funding manual. Just click on that and you'll find out what sorts of items you can be reimbursed for. And then the reimbursement form is just in one handy location. I know I work for North Star and I'm a parent, and I still sometimes have to ask the office for these two documents. So here they are in one easy location. You don't have to go and ask for the office to send you those links or your facilitator anymore. You can just find it right here. Now, under the Learning Resources tab, we have, I guess, the best tried and true resources that the facilitators here at North Star have found just work really well for their families. So let's just take a peek at the reading section. So here we have a link to North Star's what we call our family favorites. What are those curriculums that just really seem to support families well and that are very popular with our families? So here we have all of our reading curriculums with links. You can go straight to the website and read more about it. And writing as well is here, but as you go down the document, you can see all the other subjects follow there, as well as our fabulous facilitator, Bobby. She has a list of her Goodreads. These are books that are classic that you want to maybe read aloud to your family or even have your kids read on their own. But this is a list of quality literature that'll really help them to grow as students. And we have links here to Kathy Duffy's website, just because her reviews are so extensive. If you need further support in picking out a curriculum, you can always reach out to your facilitator. But this website, too, just has a wealth of information to really help you hone in on the curriculum that will support you the best. And finally, under the Parent Resources tab, we have our learning resources. So here's the link to Khan Communications if you need to contact them. If you're speaking with your facilitator and you feel that there may be a learning issue with one of your children, you can go to Khan Communications to get some diagnoses as well as support in supporting your student here and just to gain more information. We also offer free subscriptions to parents and students in our parent directed program. So you can click here to fill out the Google form and get free subscriptions to Raz Kids, Reading Eggs, Mathletics, and IXL. And we have a few other sites that are free and available to our students, such as BrainPop, Enriched Academy, which is a personal finance course, great for older students, especially in high school as they're about to launch into young adulthood. It really gives them some great principles of financial literacy to live by. Currents for Kids, which is current events from a Canadian perspective. And there's more. So you can click here and find out more of those resources. This tab is where you could find everything you need to know about our community connections, from our field trips to our learning clusters and our learning huddles. We also have an esports team that you can be involved in and celebration events such as our barbecue and our graduation ceremonies. This is still up from Christmas, but it was another event, another community event that we were involved in about creating kindness in memory of our two Susans and all of the 12 days of Christmas kindness that we were practicing here at North Star. Here is our blog. This is going to be updated regularly once a month by our facilitators with articles and suggestions that really will help support you in the Parent Directed Program. So Mrs. Limus here had an article on Christmas ideas for your family. So these were short units that you could do for the month of December that dived in deep and into the Christmas season type topics. Just a lot of fun to really take that break over December, but also keep up with the academics, but do something more focused on the Christmas story. And for January, the lovely Mrs. Ferguson had an article on crafts that centered around the topic of snow. So these links here were just different activities that you could do with your kids. So there you have it. We've done a quick fly through this North Star Landing. I hope you genuinely find it a great resource to come back to every time that you need to find a certain documentation or just once a month to see what the latest blog post is. And if you do not already have access to this, reach out to the office or to your facilitator and they will be able to get you your login information that you need to access this website. And that's it for today's tutorial. And I hope you have a fabulous day in the remainder of your school year. Take care. Bye-bye.